Hello, everybody. This is Christina with Rock on Request Magazine, and we're here today with Danny Bissell. And Danny is a good friend of ours. We've known him for a long time. And for our listeners, Dan used to be the lead singer of Foster Child and now is part of a pretty great project that we're going to talk about, the American Vinyl All-Star Band. Hi, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, Christine, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You just keep rolling into these great projects, and I love hearing about them, and this one really is exciting. Do you want to just start by telling us a little bit about how you got involved with this project and what it's all about?
Sure. Well, obviously, I was with Foster Child, like you said. And Foster Child was on the road back in 2007, and we opened up for this All-Star Jam, which featured Skunk Baxter, the Doobie Brothers, and Steely Dan, Larry Gaudreau, Franny Sheehan, formerly of the band Boston. That was the guys that was there then. And that Foster Child opened up, and I was lucky enough to get up and do a Boston song and a Doobie Brothers song. That being said, a couple years later, I hooked back up with the manager, Bill Johnson, and he asked if I was going to be in Florida, and ironically, I was. And I went over to Fort Myers and jumped up with the guys again, and during the one rehearsal, they asked me to go out to Utah, and yada, yada, yada. We just, it kind of just worked itself out. And all of a sudden, now I'm the lead singer of the band, and we named it American Vinyl. So I'm pretty happy, pretty lucky, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, I will just say this. You have one of the most powerful voices I've heard. And
Oh, thank you very much.
no, really, I mean, you always blew me away, and it's great. I can see you up there singing all these great tunes that you guys are playing. I mean, it's like a rock child's dream come true to go listen to a band like this.
It's amazing. I mean, like, it just started out like sitting in with the guys, and we gave Brian and I gave Foster Child a break for various reasons, and we still got music in the can, so that project's definitely not dead. Promote myself in American Vinyl as Danny Bissell from Foster Child. And the cool thing now is with American Vinyl, obviously doing songs from all the guys in the band, from their the bands they were in, like Boston, Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan. Our drummer's Mousie Thompson from the James Brown Band. Our keyboard player now is Leroy Romans from the Wailers and Third World. So it's a very eclectic group of musicians. And we just got together into a single.
What single is this? Is going to be released soon?
Yeah, it'll be. I'm not sure when it's going to be released, but we're looking at doing an EP. So we got two songs in the can, one of them being a single. So hopefully, we have it out. Should be out by the spring. So it's kind of cool. Like, it was amazing just being with these guys and just being on stage with them and singing their songs. And all of a sudden, now we're writing. I'm in the mix writing with them. So it's really, really wild.
Yeah,
Pretty awesome.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, that's so cool to be able to write with all these greats. You know, I mean,
Yeah,
you're.
an education.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, you know, that was the other question I had for you because, you know, it's probably quite different. I mean, it's similar but different getting up on stage with, you know, your band, Foster Child, that, you know, you guys have been playing together and you have your style and whatnot, and then now you're up on stage with a real, like you said, eclectic mix of musicians with similar styles, but there are some differences. I mean, what is the challenge for you jumping off stage like with Foster Child, and then you're playing with this all-star band? I mean, how is that for you?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, similar to a point. I mean, Foster Child is obviously something that, was on the ground floor. We built, Brian and I and various members of the band. So Foster Child's always my baby. It's my heart, but this, I mean, it was different because it's still rock and roll. I mean, everything that how we wrote in Foster Child was all based on basically these guys' music. That's the music we grew up with.
Right.
I guess Foster Child was a little harder rock. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it? What do you ask me? Is it the difference between it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're singing mostly the music that you grew up with, as opposed to, you know, what you've done yourself. And like you said, foster child is a little bit,
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's harder edge and whatnot, which, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm a huge fan, but you know, it's just a little bit of a change in style, I think, for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got you now. Like singing the boss and stuff, like, you know, in foster child, I was high and raspy, and doing the boss and stuff, obviously my voice is my voice, but like, it was kind of interesting because I start doing different techniques vocally, really working my, in like exercises, working my falsetto to hit that high Boston without so much of a rasp, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, obviously, I would never be able to hit Brad Delp, but like, you know, get as close as I can and keep you guys, you know, keep it on point, and the tuning is in standard tuning, like in foster child, we were half set down, so that was kind of a challenge, but you know, to me, it makes, you know, makes you a better singer to try to hit all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, like, I never, like, still to this day, I've been playing with these guys for 2 years in the American Vinyl Band, and it's just so wild, like, if we're doing, like, Peace of Mind from Boston or something, and I'm just hearing the harmonies, and I'm looking right next to me. it's kind of, you know, I get chills every time. It's really mind-blowing. Like,
yeah.
I sound very, very lucky.
Must be pretty surreal, you know, because, like,
it really is, and I'm very blessed, and, you know, it's kind of like, it's pretty wild. It's a great ride. I'm just riding it out right now, you know?
Yeah, I would love to see you play with them. I mean, that would be amazing. Where is this going to take you? I mean, I know you're playing a big show in Fort Myers again, and then are you guys going to be touring at all?
Yeah, we're looking, I mean, we're working on a tour. We're working on a lot of things right now. It's kind of day-to-day on what we're doing next. Like, we got the big show this Saturday, which is the American Vinyl Band. We actually got some special guests. Hugh McDonald from Bon Jovi's going to sit in and do a couple of Bon Jovi songs we're going to do. Cliff Williams from AC/DC. So we're going to do a couple. It's going to be a huge show. Charlie Collins from the band Train.
Wow.
The group just got bigger, you know what I mean? It's going to be pretty wild.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next is, you know, I was going to talk to you about those special guests, and that's what's really cool, I think, about a project like this is that, you know, other people want to be a part of it. They want to get involved. And then, you know, that opens up so much. I mean, a lot of different people could end up doing these guest spots, and you get the chance to sing even more fantastic classics.
Yeah, well, that's it. I just got done rehearsal before I talked to you. And I'm just realizing, I'm like, wait a minute, all right. So, you know, the set starts off with, like, you know, some James Brown stuff, like, because our drummer, Mousy, was the James Brown, the Wailers, you know, we do Doobies. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the set, it's like Bon Jovi, AC/DC, and then Boston. I was like, whoa, I'm singing all of it. So I was like,
that's so cool. That's
needless to say, I try to rest my voice as much as possible before Saturday.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. And that too,
it's
mean.
Great. I love it. I love it. It's such, like, I mean, when can I get a chance to, you know, to do that with the actual guys from the band? It's really a trip.
Yeah, I mean, and then too, as a singer, I'm sitting here thinking, I mean, there's similarities in some of the leads on from band to band, but really, you know, it takes quite a gifted singer to be able to change things up from song to song when you're performing like that and have to do those subtle changes in your voice.
Yeah, I mean, I just go, you know, I try not to think about it. I kind of just do it, and then, you know, I've been really lucky enough to it works somehow. Like, it's you know what it is, when you're sitting there with the actual guys, it's like, I look at it as like, I have no choice not to do it, not to hit it.
Yeah, like, right.
I either hit it or go home, you know, so I guess, you know, and I the more I sing like that, I really, you know, if any singers are listening, they'll understand, like, the healthy lifestyle and stuff like that.
Oh,
that,
absolutely.
That helps a lot.
Absolutely, 100% true. Yeah. Well, let me.
It's like on the top. It's on the top of my vocal range with all these songs.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I've heard you hit some high notes before, but yeah, when you're singing Boston, I mean, I love Boston. Oh my gosh! And to hear you sing that must be pretty incredible. But yeah, that's really stretching your limits, you know, getting up there.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, that's what it's all about, right? See how far you can take it. And,
exactly.
And help you with.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this about the Fort Myers show. Now, that one, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to be donating the proceeds to a charity. Do you want to tell me about the charity?
Yeah, it's the Able Academy. It's out of Naples. It's for special needs
Oh,
children.
that's awesome.
Really, you can, I think it's ableacademy.org.
Okay, I'll check it out for sure. That's really
Yeah,
cool.
it's, we always, most of the shows we do, there's always, the guys love to pretty much give back. There's always a charity event. Right after this, we fly out to Utah. We do a show for the National Ability Center, which is, we're raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project. We do a lot of work with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, that's
For
really
the Wounded
cool.
Warrior Project.
Well, I was going to ask
Yeah, it's
you.
great. I mean, it's really, that's what it's all about.
It's awesome that you guys give back, and I have a nephew with special needs, so it's always cool to hear when people are working with those charities. And then you mentioned the Wounded Warrior Project, and can you tell our listeners who might not be familiar with it what that's all about?
Yes, the Wounded Warrior Project is, it started after 9/11, actually. And what it is for soldiers who get wounded, physically and mentally, they created this project which they could come home. And I did a lot of, I do it once a year. I go out by myself and I do acoustic gigs out in Utah and I stay with the soldiers,
Oh, that's awesome.
men and women. And it's really, it was the most eye-opening thing. And it's so beautiful to see something, a charity or an organization or, project that actually you watch work. I saw it work. Like, I'm sitting there watching it, like, hands on.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, because these men and women, they come home, and from what I get from it, they come home, and, over there, their adrenaline is a million miles an hour. Looking over your shoulder, you don't know what's going on. And some of the stories I heard, well, crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
And this takes them away every weekend. So, and it puts them in, they're doing all this rope climbing. They're doing, like the one I do in Utah, they do a lot of biking, the one I've been involved with. They'll do these, like, 50-some, 100-mile bike rides. And it just keeps their mind moving. It keeps them, it's really healthy for them because you can see it. You can see it working. I can see it working.
What a great project. That's really cool.
It's amazing. I always said I wish they had something like that for Vietnam or so, you know what I mean?
Oh
Like,
yeah.
it's amazing how it works. It's one of the best. I'm proud to be part of that organization.
Yeah, that's really inspirational, and I'm glad that you're able to share that, with our listeners. More people should know about it.
They should. They should know about it. And like, I was very blessed to sit. They let me sit there and. And they talk about it. It's very important for them to talk about things. And some of the things I heard, I think a lot of Americans should hear to realize what our, men and women of this country are doing for this country to allow us to do what we do every day.
Right,
And,
right. I agree with you, and that's cool. And I know that Foster Child, worked with the armed forces a lot too. So, I think it's really
Yeah,
important.
we played Guantanamo Bay, Cuba in 2010 for the troops.
I know, that's
Pretty well.
crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you
It was
guys
an
can do
honor.
that.
It was an absolute honor to do that.
Well, yeah, you guys, you're that's what I really love about, bands who give more than they get. It's hard out there in the music industry right now. You know that, obviously. I'm preaching to the choir, and for you to be able to go out there and give of your time and yourself, I just think that's very, very commendable.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it's all about. I mean, personally, and the guys in the band, not to speak for them, but that's the way they look at it. It's kind of like the more you give, the more you get. But it's all about being unselfish. And I think, I found in life when you just, do, like that, everything comes back tenfold. But I'm a hippie.
No, hey, you know what? I wish more people had that mentality. I mean, I think it would be such, I have that same exact outlook, and I just think it would be a better place if more people lived their lives that way. So I'm with you.
Absolutely. I know you did. I remember talking to you a while about that.
Yep, we're on the same plane, let me tell you. Well, let me ask you real quick, because I have to go in a minute, but I wanted to ask you mentioned with Foster Child that you still have some things going on, sort of on the
Yeah, I
back
talk to,
burner.
Brian and I talk, all the time. Still, I mean, still my brother. I mean, I'm down in Florida now for a while, but Yeah, we have basically a whole another album in the can. It's actually one of my, I think it's one of probably, you know, I love all of our stuff, but you know, as you grow as writers and you grow as a band.
Right.
So this next album, I think it's going to be a really good one. So I'm excited to, as soon as I get some time from American Vinyl, go back and me and Brian and I and Bobby and Mike finish up the final record. Maybe, well, not final record, but the last one we have right now, and see where it goes from there.
Well, I'll extend this invitation to you now, and when you guys are ready, if you want to do like a whole album listening party on the site, I'm so down because, you know I'm a big fan.
Wow, thank you so much. And I'd like to thank you again for keeping rock alive. I love everything you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you do, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time and you helping us out with this, having us on air and everything.
Of course, anytime. You know that I'm all about promoting the good stuff. And
you're all about rock and roll, sister.
All about rock and roll, definitely. When people ask me anything, like, I'm a rock chick, just put it that way. If you ask me what I like, it's all about rock. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you talked about it.
So, Soul Brothers.
So hopefully we're going to Utah. And, there might be working on some LA stuff for us in California. Get out the West Coast more.
That would be awesome. If you ever get out this way, please do let me know, because I'm just a short little ride from LA. I'll be there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll be the first one I call. Absolutely.
All right, sweet. Well, I will definitely let you know when this is up and going, and good luck with everything, and thanks again for talking to me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you,
and,
too.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.